fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to your train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
July 30th, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We've really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So your donation is really appreciated and keeps Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can call 641-793-2531 every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're on your computer, just go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B and click the little green arrow and get my show. Welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, I'm going to get more into politics in the second half, in the later part of this show, but I just want to tell you, I've been talking to a lot of my patients, and some of them have prompted me to do a number of things, and I'm just going to do them right here on my show. And everyone I talk to is so afraid of the future. Well, would you believe it if I told you that more than half of the things everyone is afraid of is false, it does not exist, or it's far more trivial than you're told? They're just blowing. It's like the blowfish. He blows up really big, and then the big fish stay away from him, and then when nobody's looking, he shrinks back down to his regular size. They're blowing all these things up larger than life and trying to scare you to death to keep you in fear and to keep you from thinking logically. There is no better way to rise above this suffering of humanity. It's all mind controlled, and to lift yourself up out of its misery. A dream bigger than any of us, one that no one could criticize, one that can never be tarnished. Becoming a master survivor is that dream. I had a whole new thrill when some of my patients had referred me. One gal, a black gal, she's in Germany. She says, "Oh, I remember your book. It gave me so much hope, and then I lost it, and I lost all the correspondence." So she says, "Please send me." So I said, "No, I'll send you all the books again." So I sent her all the programs again. She's so excited and just told me her life story. So becoming a master survivor is that dream. She never forgot. She called me when she lost the material. She says, "I got to get it back. I got to get it back, Dr. Johnny." So this is a proven therapy backed by laboratory science, folks, honed for over 40 years into a flawless, daily, simple discipline designed to get the right foods to bring about a balanced, healthy body and mind. Then you're ready for this new world. But right now, the mind control is so thick and heavy that most people can't even make sense of it, and they feel hopeless because it's part of the mind control. But many of people are not aware of this Master Survivor program, the Master Survivor University. Many people are not aware of this dream, nor are they aware of their God-given freedom. They're so hidden from the truth because of all the mind control. Gosh, you can't help, it's so thick, you could scrape it off the sides of the buildings. And many will never realize they have the power right in their hands to keep their body healthy and their mind free from tyranny. They're controlling most people's minds. And when you get in that mind mentality, you know, when you're around a lot of people, it's hard to get free because there's too many distractions and we're exposed to too many lies, all designed to take your free will and rational judgment away, and you become confused and turn into a slave. All it takes is a little bit of knowledge and truth to rise above the mind control. Just know, once they get everyone vaccinated, then everyone will be herded and controlled 100% by artificial intelligence and robots. They will keep the masses locked in a three-dimensional consciousness, so they will not see the truth. And in their new transhumanist world dream, this is their goal. You have to understand that these technocrats want to own everything, all life, all genetics, all chemical reactions. Big corporations like BlackRock You know, they're the technocrats' goal for themselves. They want to be in control of everything, the very few at the top, and merge with the AI so they can live and rule the world and beyond forever. They literally want to merge with AI. They want to put their brain inside a robot or inside a big computer and think that they could live forever that way. They could be immortal. But they are not going to get away with it. They think their new smart cities, these 15-minute cities, are going to be set up soon in New York City, San Francisco, Minneapolis, Seattle, Portland. Just look at the actions of the governors in all these left districts. These sections are designed as opportunity zones. That's why they're so destroyed. That's why you look at downtown. You go down Market Street and Baker Street and Market Street in San Francisco. It used to be a thriving enterprise, but now more than 80% of the businesses are closed, including Whole Foods, including Burger King. I mean, it's all closed down. The reason why that's happened is because the real estate will go down in price, and then the big technocrats will come in and buy it all up and turn it into a smart city. These sections are designed, like I said, as opportunity zones for the technocrats. These are where the futurist smart cities will start. These technocrats fit right into the new reset and the Green New Deal, who no longer want carbon-based life forms, humans, to live on this planet, cows to live on this planet, chickens to live on this planet. They want silicon-based AI, artificial intelligence, to take over all the tasks. The few humans left will be part of the grid in the smart cities, like on Hunger Games. They'll all be shown on the TV what they're supposed to do and what they're supposed to think, what they're supposed to wear, what they're supposed to eat. They already have sold this idea to the younger generations because it's clean and green. By getting vaccinated and getting on universal income, you can soon move right in to the smart city rent-free. You will not need a car because everything will be delivered to your door. Total dependent living. You remember what Klaus Schwab said? You will own nothing and be happy. You will no longer be an independent or a free thinker anymore. Remember what the globalists said, you will own nothing and be happy. Ladies and gentlemen, do you want that? Only thing stopping the deep state from taking over our world right now is the patriots, the Constitution, and Donald Trump, and free will to become a master survivor. That's what's stopping them. Remember, their end game is to vaccinate everyone, which essentially is a death sentence. And then when most people are gone, they can control the rest of the masses with robots. Remember, you can opt out of the vaccine. It is classified and distributed under EUA. That means experimental use only. It's a bioweapon from the military. They hired Pfizer and Moderna and, you know, Johnson & Johnson to make the vaccine. It was a military contract, just like they hired Boeing to make them another rocket. I will never get the vaccine, and I think it's a wise thing not to do so. If we destroy their end game by not getting the vaccine, then everyone else they're doing to control us is meaningless. They gotta have our minds under control. Right now, BlackRock's already putting brain implants. They've already put brain implants in over 60 people in Utah. And, you know, if you don't get that brain implant or that vaccine, you will never go for their great reset. The reality is there will be a great awakening, and it's happening right now. No one can stop that. What is really important is to get your health and your rational thinking back above everything else, because you need your body and your mind in good shape and under your control. Then you're in a much better position to say no to the COVID test or a vaccine. Believe me, you do not want either one. Laboratory science is now available to you, folks. I mean, you can go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and order a hair tissue mineral analysis and get the exact diet and supplement schedule to get your body and your mind back in great shape. And you'll be above the mind control. You won't be in the matrix. I provide to my patients, as a laboratory naturopathic doctor, the hair tissue mineral analysis that I studied from the founders that made it up, Paul Eck and Jim Davenport. They were the ones that put hair analysis on the map. Nowadays, you know, EPA says it's the best test to check on heavy metals, you know. And now employers prefer it over urine tests to check for drug use, because nobody can fool the hair. You can fool these urine tests, but you can't fool the hair. So this is a valuable test, and it's only $226. And I'm telling you, folks, that'd be the best thing you can do to get started and become a master survivor, is get that hair tissue mineral analysis. Go to themastersurvivor.com. Scroll down, click on the Master Survivor program, and click on Read More. And the very first thing, number one, is the hair tissue mineral analysis. That's how you get started to become a Master Survivor. Because once that hair tissue mineral analysis is done, once you send me your check for $226 and your hair, I will run it in the lab and do the test. I'll send you back your report, not just a one-page report. It's usually 8 to 15 pages, depending on your chemistry, and then you and I will have our consultation, which is the most valuable part of that $226. I have to pay the lab, so I gotta have payment. But the most valuable part is my consultation, what all that data and those numbers and diet and certain foods that you should avoid and certain foods to increase on, what that really means. I've been doing this over 40 years and learned from the people who pioneered hair tissue mineral analysis. Nobody knows more about hair tissue mineral analysis and nutrition and getting good diet than Dr. Johnny. Clinical laboratory testing is one of the most powerful resources a healthcare provider has in his toolkit. Historically, the clinical laboratory has been used to define specific diagnosis, as is the case with many models. We are witnessing evolution and change in the industry unfold as a new era of functional assessment emerges. Syndromes, not diseases, are becoming the dominant trend in clinical offices all over the world. The latest, this post-COVID syndrome, is proving to be both a challenge and an opportunity for redefining modern patient management. So now it's time to become a master survivor. As a laboratory naturopathic doctor for over 40 years of experience, I want you to have the tools available at your fingertips to manage your own life and be healthy. I work with 5 world-class analysis laboratories, and right now, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. To get started with the Master Survivor Program, the whole program, you only need 2 steps. The total is less than $600. The first part, number one, is the most important part. Like I told you, the Master Survivor Program, number one is the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA from Trace Elements Laboratory that Al helped start back in 1991 to find the right food to balance your cells. The hair does not lie and reveals your exact biochemistry in your body. This viable diagnostic shows the foods to avoid and the foods to increase on to get the minerals balanced in all 70 trillion of your cells. This diet therapy is so effective that most doctors don't use it because they can't make money when their patients are getting well. It's the truth. It's the sad truth. But Dr. Johnny wants you to get well. He wants you to be healthy. The second part, number two under the Master Survivor Program, is the three R's, the Total Gut Restoration Kit, that comes from the microbiome laboratories that I work with. Why is this so important? Well, many people don't realize in our mainstream diet can disrupt or harm the microbiome. Those fast foods can harm the microbiome and damage your gut. Let's review a few of gut disruptors so common today that you may have slipped your mind. You don't know the value of the microbiome and the gut. You know, a lot of people have problems with acid reflux or GERD or, Crohn's or different things. There's so many out there, but let's review a few of what, medications, antibiotics, these gut-disrupting medications, these gut-disrupting medicines unilaterally kill bacteria in the body. Even a short course can significantly reduce the microbiome's diversity and abundance, which harms you. Cosmetics. Do you realize that all those big names, L'Oreal and Gucci and all that, their lipstick has lead in it. It's made with lead. So you're getting lead in your body when you're using those big brand lipsticks. Oh, yeah. Cosmetics and personal care products can contain chemicals, compounds, and ingredients that are either toxic or can disrupt the delicate microflora in your gut. Tampons and the feminine hygiene pads, these products like tampons, pads, washes, and deodorants are filled, I'm talking mainstream products now, are filled with harmful chemicals that may disrupt the vaginal ecosystem and introduce toxic chemicals in the body. And that's why, the fungal organisms take over. So that's another thing, and eventually it will disrupt the microbiome. Smoking disrupts the microbiome and balances, and makes it imbalanced. And it can, even secondhand smoke exposure can imbalance the microbiome. Disinfectants, household cleaners and disinfectants, like, the sprays, Lysol spray. Oh, yeah. You have those little plug-in deodorizers that put in a scent in the air. That disrupts the microbiome. Those all have damaging toxins. And I'm telling you, you don't want to hear this, but it's true. Antacids have a lot of aluminum in them and may cause significant dysbiosis, reducing friendly populations and increase the SID and the undesirables, because when a certain amount of the popular organisms are died off, then the unpopular ones, the unwanted ones, start taking over. We don't want that. Western diet altogether, the American, standard American diet, SAD, standard American diet, scientists estimate that the composition and health of your client's gut microflora is 57% attributable to their diets. So all this fast food has glyphosate in it, folks. That disrupts your microbiome right off the bat. Then we got pesticides. Exposure to pesticides may cause gut microbiome and dysbiosis, leading to changes in lipid metabolism and difficulty maintaining healthy weight balance. Conventional mouthwashes like Listerine, chemicals in conventional mouthwashes wreak havoc on the microbiome diversity, natural and oral microbiome. Sugar and artificial sweeteners are notorious for disrupting the microbiome and produce high glycemic foods that can disrupt the body, affecting all microbes and causing dysbiosis. So number three is very important in the total. That's a total gut restoration kit. That's the number two, and under the Master Survivor Program, it's the 3 R's total gut restoration kit. So number one is a hair tissue mineral analysis. Number two is a total gut restoration kit. Helps so many people get over their food allergies and helps them, eating the foods that they were once allergic to and don't have allergies to them. We have the human studies showing that the 3 R's total gut restoration kit balances the microbiome, gets rid of candida and leaky gut. In less than 9 months, more than half of our immunity response is in the gut. And by doing the 3 R's total gut restoration program, your gut will be balanced and your immunity strength goes way up. So the full Master Survivor program has only two laboratory therapies. One, the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, and number two, the 3 R's total gut restoration kit. You can get them both for less than $600 right there on my website. That's the total Master Survivor program for both laboratory therapies. Like I said, it's less than $600. It's the most effective natural recovery program available on the planet. This is the full dietary roadmap that my patients use that comes from the labs I work with, and it's all available with your credit card on themastersurvivor.com. And if you want to send me a note and have questions, just click on the consultation tab or click on the contact tab and just send me a note, and it comes right to my email box, and I'll get right back in touch with you. Well, folks, I have to tell you, the White Hats are on it. The hammer's coming down hard on COVID vaccine pushing doctors. Oh, yeah. A White Hat sting to expose vaccine-loving physicians resulted in the arrest of over 100 providers, that is medical doctors, figuratively foaming at the mouth to jab a Navy JAG and Army CID investigators posing as patients. Oh, yeah. They went around. As reported earlier this month, the U.S. Navy JAG Advocate General's Corps is holding sealed indictments on at least 19,000 physicians who conspired with the COVID-19 CDC and NIH to frighten patients into getting the clot shot. My JAG source revealed this week the sting operation is underway and is independent of all these indictments. On Monday, July 24th, investigators of the Joint Task Force began scheduling appointments with random physicians across 12 different states. Oh, yeah. You never know where they're going to show up as a patient, establishing themselves as new patients needing a physical exam. Some task force members told receptionists they felt perfectly healthy but had to get a physical because they hadn't had one in years. Others complained about mild maladies, sore throats, sniffles, stomach aches, etc. Now, I just want you to know that these are all special forces troops of different types that have spanned out across the country to schedule appointments with doctors saying, oh, I'm sick, or no, I'm okay, I just need a physical. And a few frantically said, oh, I got the COVID and we're sure of it, even though home testing showed negative results, they said. They all posed as uninsured cash-paying patients using counterfeit identification. Yeah, we'll pay cash, see. Oh, yeah, my name is John Smith. Anyway, they scheduled their appointments, and I'll give you a couple of case actual cases, I can't talk about all of them, but just if you're a doctor and you're pushing the COVID jab, you just better turn yourself in, because who knows when an undercover investigator might walk in your office, just like one that walked inside a Seattle clinic and was giving a lengthy questionnaire to complete. Are you vaccinated against COVID-19? When was your last vaccination? Have you knowingly had contact with a COVID-positive person in the last 14 days? No, no, never. Or how many? Who would know? The investigator answered. In the exam room, a tech glanced at his chart and shook her head in disappointment, connecting and commenting to the doctor would be upset at the patient's vaccination status. Oh, you didn't get the vaccine? Oh my goodness, the doctor's going to be upset about that. So the patient said, you know, the investigator, the the white hat, said, I don't care about COVID. I'm here because I have a stomach cramp and chronic diarrhea. Of course, the investigator lied. I'm, you know, essing in myself at night. You know, I'm tired of cleaning up the mess. And the tech was correct about the doc and the physician's demeanor. He cared less about the recurring diarrhea than about the patient's irresponsive decision to stay unvaccinated while thousands of people a day in the U.S. are still dying of the COVID or hooked to ventilators. He scolded the investigator, saying that unvaccinated are imperiling the lives of family and friends and co-workers, and recommended that he get a double vaccination during his office visit right now. As he belittled the patient, a nurse carrying a syringe entered the room and told the patient to sit down and relax his arm. Oh, yeah. When the investigator refused, the physician called him an anti-vaccination conspiratist and said the clinic treated only cooperative patients who didn't subscribe to conspiracy theories. Moreover, he admitted he was obliged to report the unvaccinated to King County Department of Health and to the Regional Medical Society, the latter being a list of 1,200 physicians that blacklists unvaccinated persons. And so the investigator said, are you saying that you'll tell other doctors to refuse service to me because I don't want to get vaccinated? The white hat said. The doctor said, that is correct. I'm ethically bound to protect the unvaccinated against the unvaccinated, the doctor replied. The investigator met further resistance at the reception desk. He tried paying his $160 bill in cash, but get this. The receptionist claimed the clinic accepted only credit or debit cards. He chuckled and left the money on the desk and departed the office. That evening, investigators apprehended the physician, the White Hat Special Forces, as he closed shop, charging him with Part 253 of the Insurrection Act of 1807, which states, allows the president to use military in the state of emergency to suppress any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination thereof, or conspiracy that so hinders execution of laws or that of any partition of the state inhabitants are deprived of constitutional right, or state authorities are unable or unwilling to protect that right. So under that, they arrested the physician as he was leaving for home and locked up the door. That our plant did not get vaccinated is irrelevant That's a broad conspiracy denying medical care to people who want to stay unvaccinated, evidenced by the doctor's willingness to add our patient's name to the universal blacklist. That's actionable, said Jag. We will find other criminals and crimes on him, like getting financially compensated to push the vaccine. That's why he wanted only credit cards, my JAG source said. Although detailing each arrest is beyond the scope of this show, I did find out that the task force nabbed 99 other physicians in the 11 states under similar circumstances in the past 5 days. And they're not stopping. They're increasing. There's a silver lining to all this. We saw 35 doctors who admittedly discouraged the plants, these white hats, from getting vaccinated and encouraged them to use ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine if they get a positive test. That shows there's still some good doctors out there. Jack says, we're not going to give up hope. We're going to fan out across the whole nation. The White Hats and Special Forces are going to focus on the doctors now. And they're going to go in, oh, I'm sick, I'm sick. Well, you haven't had your vaccination. No, no, I hate vaccines. Well, you know, they're not going to have any way to restrain them and get the vaccination because these are Special Forces. They're not going to get away with it. They'll say, no, here's the cash, and walk away. And before they leave the office, they're going to be arrested. Well, it doesn't stop there. White hats are doing their part, encircled by a throng of lawmakers. You probably heard about Mitch McConnell suddenly and inexplicably froze while he was giving a news conference, a press release. And he fell silent for a minute or two during open remarks on his weekly Senate Republican press conference on this past Wednesday. After the event, medical pundits quickly ascribed that McConnell's tactical, minute stroke had a stroke, and significant neurological crisis. However, a deep state cloning scientist in the military custody believes that McConnell had experienced a cloning glitch. Oh, yeah. The real Mitch McConnell's gone, folks. And all, common among clones, they have glitches after their 3-year expiration date. And Mitch McConnell's passed his 3-year expiration date, so we won't be seeing that Mitch McConnell clone probably anymore. As reported in January on this show, White Hats apprehended a still unnamed geneticist who had previously worked at a hidden cloning laboratory at Missouri Ozarks. The 50-year-old German-born mad scientist repented his ethical misconduct and agreed to help White Hats identify clones within the political elite, though he denied knowing the whereabouts of other cloning labs in American soil. He just knew about the ones he worked at, blaming his ignorance on deep state compartmentalization. He has been held under isolated supervision in a real cushy place at Walmart Medical Center at Fort Bragg, where White Hats examined and dissected clones. They take all their clones there and have their geneticists help them with the dissection and explain certain things. So they got them from cloning laboratories both in Missouri and Alaska. Clones of Mitch McConnell were found in both laboratories. Having watched Mitch McConnell spaz out on television, Walmart staff solicited the geneticist's professional opinion on whether McConnell on the screen was a real deal or a clone. He couldn't definitively declare it a clone, but said that Mitch McConnell's sudden bout of catatonic behavior was an unsolved symptom of clones nearing the end of their existence, the consequence of hasty science and imperfected cloning techniques, he said. They wouldn't give us full rein on perfecting this, so we had to just scramble. And, you know, after 3 years, they break down. According to him, clones exist only 3 years from the date of maturation and are picked up or recalled, dissolved in acid, and replaced before displaying signs of decay or missing in action, so to speak. Indicators of deterioration include synaptic and cardiovascular failure. Less common observable side effects, including skin lesions akin to eczema, boils that break and ooze pus, and giantism in one or more extremities, where they'll get a big hand or a big lip or a big ear. In rare cases, a clone near termination may become violently psychotic. These defects, the geneticist said, occur only over the last few days of the cloning existence, if at all. These automatons, I don't know what else to call them because I don't believe they have a soul, he said. They're just biological entities. They don't have a spirit or a soul. I don't believe they're born of God. They have a microchip with recall instructions embedded in their brains. Some will receive instructions remotely from a transmission. My sources say the deep state can also trigger the chip to recall the clone, or they can short the chip, which destroys the clone. When neurologists at Womack Army Center performed the craniectomies on recovered clones, they found scorched microchips about half the diameter of an aspirin tablet. The geneticist claims that the implantation is performed by a robotic surgeon like those developed by Elon Musk, Neuralink company. The same Neuralink that BlackRock is now using in those 50 already implanted people in Utah. So we can't say for sure Mitch McConnell we saw on TV is a clone, but he sure acted like one. And I'm telling you right now, he is one, because I know the real Mitch McConnell is long gone. The only way to be certain is to capture him and go look at his teeth, feet, and genitals, and take a bone saw of his head. I would tend to think that the Mitch McConnell in Congress right now is a clone, since we know clones of him have been made, the geneticist reported. Well, folks, I'm telling you, the deep state is on the run. And a peace deal has been made, an agreement to end the Ukrainian war was reached in principle last week, following high-level negotiations between British MI6 intelligence and Russian FSB sources. The details will be negotiated over the coming months, sources in both agencies confirm. The basic outline of the agreement is as follows, that Russia will get the entire Ukrainian Black Sea coast. The city of Odessa will become a demilitarized free trade zone to allow Ukrainian trade to proceed smoothly. The country of Abkhazia will be internationally recognized to be, it's right near Georgia, and be turned into a free trade zone. The war criminals in Ukraine, including Volodymyr Zelensky, will be removed from power and face justice. A fully militarized 3,000-man NATO army will be established in Germany. It will be strong enough to deter Russian invasion, but too weak to threaten Russia. It will also keep the military-industrial complex in business until a sword to plowshare transition can be managed. Also, Polish and Lithuanian Confederacy may take over the non-Russian parts of Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin himself says plans may be in the works to use an intended Polish, Lithuanian, and Ukrainian joint military unit as an occupational force in western Ukrainian territories, and any Polish forces leaving Kiev are certain to remain there. He says that if Ukrainians want to relinquish or sell off something in order to pay their bosses, as traitors usually do, that's their business. We will not interfere. In other words, the Russians seem to be okay with this as long as they leave Belarus alone. Of course, they are hotheads in both Russia and the West, and who may not be satisfied with this arrangement. Dr. Johnny will believe it all when he sees it happen. Belarusian Russian Alexander says that he is starting to get tense with the Wagner group because they want to march on Warsaw. The Khazarian Mafia propaganda rag, New York Times, for their part, is still clinging to the illusion that a thoroughly defeated Ukraine can still somehow win this war if only they get the weapons and the money. This is delusional, as Vladimir Putin notes. And I quote, he says, the whole world sees the vaulted Western supposedly invulnerable military equipment is on fire and is often even inferior to some of the Soviet-made weapons in terms of the tactical and technical characteristics, and the West does not have the production capabilities quickly to replenish the consummation of resources and reserves of equipment and ammunition, because Russia has plenty and ready to go, whereas Biden's been sending all our bullets and armament away and just selling it off just to get the money. So we're low on ammo. In addition, people in Ukraine are asking a legitimate question more often. For what, for the sake of those selfish interests, are their relatives and friends dying? You know, why should we lose our relatives and friends just to seal your deal? This is why cooler heads need to prevail. The alternate is all-out nuclear war, which is something that only the Khazarian Mafia wants. Nobody else wants that. Diplomats are expected to start working on the details of a peace agreement in Malta during the month of August, MI6 sources reveal. They sent us a press release by the Anglo-Saxon military group known as the Patriots International Alliance. It calls for an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine to, and I quote, to prevent a potential nuclear conflict. It also recognizes the atrocities committed against ethnic Russians in Ukraine and the installation of U.S. Department of Defense bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine, all listed as war crimes. Since these military veterans have not accepted bribes from the Khazarian Mafia, they are looking for financial sponsors for the peace conference in Malta. They can be contacted as follows, and that's Paul Villali, U.S. Army retired chairman. Let's face it, Ukraine is a catastrophic military defeat for the Khazari Mafia. Ukrainian service personnel are surrendered at the first opportunity owing to the belief that they are being treated as nothing more than cannon fodder and will not even talk about the estimated 60,000 children that have been slaughtered or disappeared out of Ukraine. The lesson learned in Ukraine is that American military power consists of a boutique of forces designed for safari in Africa and Middle East, not decisive combat operations against great continental powers like China or Russia, it is time for Washington to turn its attention inward and address decades of American societal and economic and military decay that ensued after 1991. It's time to reverse the decline in American national prosperity. The Europeans are also sick and tired of supporting a dying United States regime. P3 Freemasons sources say that in the past 2.5 years, EU countries paid $1.12 trillion for expensive U.S. natural gas, which would have been enough for 10 years worth of Russian gas, because Russia is so much cheaper, before the Ukrainian war started. All that money is going to the Rockefellers. This is why the Europeans voted against the Americans and with the British in recently ended NATO summit. History shows that whenever there's a decisive military defeat, regime change usually follows. The parade of Rockefeller stooges from the fake Biden administration visiting China recently has been part of the desperate attempt by the old U.S. regime to stay in power. Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Anthony Blinken, Janet Yellen all went to China on begging missions and returned empty-handed. This learned to top Rockefeller bagman, 100-year-old Henry Kissinger himself went to China. Chinese government sources say they told Kissinger they respected him as an old friend who helped normalize relations between U.S. and China in the 1970s. However, they also told him they knew he ordered the murder of Japanese Prime Minister Abe. Abe was the member of the Chinese Li royal family, and for this and other reasons, they will not support his Rockefeller masters and their fake Biden regime. So even Kissinger turned back empty-handed. They're desperate. The deep state is broke. Also, in a very clear sign, Taiwan does not intend to go along with any Khazarian mafia plan to turn this island into another Ukraine. Chao Ku-shiang, head of Taiwan's defense, said Taiwan does not plan on reselling Hawk surface-to-air missiles to the U.S. just so they can turn around and send them to Ukraine. He added deadlines have already been set in accordance with which the Hawk SAMs will get rid of every year. They will be replaced by Ting Kung Skybow TAS SAMs, which are much more superior. After that, all the other old Hawk missiles will be destroyed. In other words, they're telling the Rockefellers, we are not going to trade used weapons for your fake dollars, so that you can buy time by selling them to other countries. And by the way, if the U.S. really wants to fight China, they should start with the schools. According to the Department of Education's own report, scores in every subject grade level have been declining across our schools in America, especially in reading and mathematics. Things would be worse without immigrants. Polish intelligence have pointed out that the just ended, they had this international mathematical Olympiad. It's like a spelling bee except for math. They had the international mathematical Olympiad in Japan. The team was won by a Chinese team composed of Shi Lingna and Zhang Shijing and Sheng and Chao. The second place was taken by the U.S. team, and that team was composed of Ling Langgu and Lu Ling and Xi Wang Zhao. So only the immigrants could keep us going in these academic achievements. The regular old Joe Schmo Americano can't compete. Our immigrants are the ones making the big scores. Let that sink in. They add that there are six poles in the International Monetary Organization in Japan who won, you know, in this big International Mathematics Olympiad, that there are six poles who won one silver and five bronze medals. So the rest of the world's way ahead of our academic ability, folks. Just letting you know, that's how much our schools and institutions and universities have degraded. As things stand, if ethnic Chinese are attacked in the U.S., they probably pull the plug on much of the U.S. tech industry. Just think about that. If we go to war with China, all the Chinese people in America, I don't think are going to be too friendly. The Chinese are already pulling the plug on the current Rockefeller-Rothschild-dominated financial system. Last week, China's one-time prosperity giant Evergrande reported long-delayed results showing that in 2001 and 2022, the company generated losses of $113 billion and $340 billion in liabilities. $340 billion, even more in 2022. A similar implosion is happening in the U.S. A 30-story building in downtown Baltimore was sold in June for $24 million. That's a 63% discount versus the tower's 2015 sale of $66 million. So they sold it for $24 million. And back in 2015, it sold for $66 million. So everywhere we look across our country, we're getting devalued and our schools are going down. It's more, I'm telling you, more than ever, it's time to become a master survivor, folks. There you'll get the real truth and you'll get smart. I'll be right back after these messages.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the secret kindergarten. Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick, I thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor. I'm Johnny Delirious, your host, and I want to continue to talk about what's going on, you know, which all over the world about this financial thing that's going on. Even like in Japan right now, the commercial real estate prices fell 90%. From their bubble peak, and it's a mathematical certainty the same will happen in the U.S. So now's not a good time to buy real estate for an investment. And since the Chinese aren't going to help, this will definitely wipe out the Federal Reserve Board. The Federal Reserve Board's already long past bankruptcy. The amount of federal debt is so extreme that even a return of interest rates to the historical average would mean paying an interest expense that would consume more than half of the tax revenues. Interest expense would eclipse Social Security and defense spending and become the largest item of the federal budget. In short, allowing interest rates to rise high enough to entice natural buyers would bankrupt the United States government because of the higher interest costs. This means that without Chinese support, the Rockefellers will not have the funds they need to bribe and murder their way out of a frontal assault on their Joe Biden avatar that is now unfolding in Congress. They're going to impeach him. And by the way, any readers believe that Joe Biden is still alive, they need to check out the evidence and confirm that, you know, the real Joe Biden had brown eyes. The Joe Biden you see today has blue eyes, so it's not the real Joe Biden. Nevertheless, publicly taking down the avatar, the double, the clone, the mask-wearing actor will expose the puppet masters behind him. The reason the long-anticipated mass arrests have not concluded is because the U.S. military is going by the book. The wheels of justice grind slowly, but they do grind everything to dust. Like I said, the special forces are fanning out across the nation, posing as sick civilians, saying, you know, no, I haven't had the vaccine, but I got this stomach problem, and it's killing me, and blah, blah, blah. So any doctor that wants to push the vaccine on them, they will be arrested and taken to Guantanamo Bay. You're finding out. I mean, if I were a doctor and I'm pushing the vaccines, I would just turn myself in and make the deal. Make that truth and reconciliation deal. Right now, Senator Chuck Grassley released FD 1023 from alleging that Mykola Zakharovsky, the Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma founder, paid a $5 million bribe each to Vice President Joe Biden and Hunter Biden to have Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin fired. Also, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said the Democrats keep saying, oh, why don't you have any evidence? You don't have any evidence. Well, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene showed them evidence. She showed them evidence of the president's son committing a crime, violating the Mann Act. She showed the plane tickets. She showed the pictures. She showed the evidence. You know, there's no question he violated it. And that's another thing that he could have and be charged with. More importantly, Senator Ted Cruz saying that if the damning whistleblower's testimony before the House is truthful, it means that Merrick Garland, Joe Biden's attorney general, committed multiple felonies. Impeaching Garland would remove the main legal obstacle to the prosecution of Joe Biden and the exposure of his handlers. This is why Biden people are circling the wagons and putting CIA Director William Burns in his cabinet at, you know, this past Friday at the last minute. Burns, of course, is one of the chief architects of the entire Ukrainian disaster. CIA sources say that the Biden people are trying to avoid prosecution by announcing the death of a long dead Biden. See, now they're going to come out that the real Joe Biden's dead. They will then find an excuse to avoid the no-brain Vice President Kamala Harris from taking over and jump straight to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy, of course, would be the person who would have to take hand and controls of the government in the entire group. I don't trust him. He's a rhino, but all the other rhino Republicans will be, oh, yeah, go for it. So it could be really quick once Biden falls. It could be really quick. And, you know, McCarthy be the person to have to take over the control of the government, presumably centered around, to a new group, which could be Donald Trump and vaccine truther Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Who knows? When asked if he's thought about the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as a running mate, Trump said no, but people have suggested it. There are a lot of people suggesting it. I've known him for years. He's a smart guy and well-intended. This is not a definite no, Trump said. Of course, Trump-Kennedy regime would go after both child traffickers and vaccine pushers. After screening the movie Sound of Freedom, Trump said, "You have to see it." He told everybody. The Biden administration has done absolutely nothing to protect these children, Trump said. He could have gone further and said the Biden administration has been actively involved in trafficking children, but he can't really say that in public right now. He's already got enough assassination attempts. He don't want to spur on any more. They are even coming out of the closet now with HBO trying to normalize pedophilia. Oh, yeah, right on HBO. We also have a letter from Barack Obama supporting pornography for children. Oh, yeah, Barack Obama wants children to have pornography. He thinks that's a good thing. Oh, they'll just grow up quicker. The facts are these children aren't being loved. They are being tortured to death to harvest adrenochrome. During the Biden administration, 60,000 children were sold in Ukraine and 85,000 were taken from Latin America. This is in addition to the 40,000 children who go missing every year in the United States. These children will finally get justice because the whole world now knows that these crimes are by the Western Khazarian Mafia elite. They will also mean the liberation for the Jewish people from thousands of years of satanic control. And this could be seen when Israel's president told Congress, this Herzog, told Congress America is irreplaceable to Israel and Israel is irreplaceable to America. Oh, yeah. What's interesting is that I don't see one man in the crowd wearing, the Jewish skull cap, which is very unusual, which means they're just Zionists. This is a public sign that the Jews do not want to be seen as separate from other people. And in Israel, meanwhile, massive crowds, a hanukkah, that's what the little Jewish beanie is, a hanukkah. In Israel, meanwhile, massive crowds of protesters march daily towards the parliament building in Jerusalem to voice their opposition against Netanyahu's government attempt to turn the country into a dictatorship. Military veterans, intelligence agents, officials, pilots, etc. have also denounced the power grab. Or renounce the power grab. Benjamin Netanyahu, the would-be God King of Israel, meanwhile is nowhere to be seen after saying he was down with a heat stroke. The story they are putting out now is that he had heart surgery for a pacemaker. They keep the story going for as long as possible, make up anything. First, he had to isolate because of the COVID. Then it was a heat stroke. Then it was like a regular stroke. And then he needed a pacemaker for heart surgery, one after another, just to keep the stories going so he's not seen in public. Anything they do see in public is on CGI television. Holograms and doubles are in the mix. Another Khazarian Mafia leader who's on the last ropes is Justin Trudeau in Canada. The man is so hated by Canadians, it is surprising he's still clinging to power. He's definitely on his way to jail and possibly execution for war crimes. The coroner and Khazarian Mafia are now desperately trying to use the combination of climate change and UFOs to cling to power. The climate change hysteria is being fanned by putting temperature measuring stations in hot spots like airport runways and changing weather reports to make it look like we're all getting hotter and burning up and they're setting forest fires. The problem is it's all just a big lie. People know it. The UFO thing might be more interesting. You know, last week they trotted out White House National Security John Kirby to say UFOs have an impact on our training ranges and need to be treated as a legitimate issue. Watch for the genuine UFO government file to be released at the end of August or first week of September. They don't have any more cards to play, folks. They're just running out of options. Other suppressed technology is already coming out. Finally, after many decades of waiting, the U.S. just certified its first fully electric flying car. $300,000 Model A is a true flying car. It could be driven on roads as well as flown in the air. And it's one step closer to your garage. Business logic means it will not be much longer to wait before the $20,000 models become available, and then you too can have your Jetson future arrive and be like the Jetsons and fly around. More importantly, we're on the brink of being able to live for thousands of years. In the latest sign of this, Harvard scientists say they have discovered a cocktail of drugs that can reverse aging in less than a week. Long and prosperous lives will begin. It's important to remember, when you ever see a UFO, just think Project Bluebeam, and just think BlackRock, okay? Next time you see a UFO, just think Project Bluebeam and think BlackRock. You know, BlackRock is running Project Bluebeam, and it's not all ready yet, but they hope to get it out soon so they can survive. I'll bring you more on that on coming shows. Well, it started long ago. I'll tell you more about Project Bluebeam. And it would be initiated through the Ukrainian war with the Russians, and even aliens that took and make aliens look like monsters would be unveiled. Actually, this deep state twisted DNA twisting between humans and animals that created these sub-monsters, you know, men with hooves and claws and boobs and horns. Oh, yeah. And they kept many of them underground because they're so terrifying and not being able to control them. They had to keep them in cages. These are horrible things, these Kremlians. Now you have the deep state Chuck Schumer talking about this monster and UFOs. Oh, yeah. The real truth, Schumer is the mouthpiece for the CIA, Rockefeller, and, BlackRock original plan to have Hillary Clinton be the president and bring the alien agenda out. And this is what Schumer's there for. And he's a clone. I don't know, we're on the clone number 8 of Chuck Schumer now, and you're watching intentional unleashing of Project Bluebeam being released in stages. We are now in the stages of deep state operators as Schumer bringing forth alien UFOs disclosure. There are several inside Congress and Senate who don't want White Hats to expose the real disclosure information that exposes the military of having advanced technology, having technology and life-changing energy technologies that will change the world away from dependency on oil and gas. The gas industry wants to run the world and is 80% controlled by deep state banks and the Rockefellers. But this fake exposure of UFOs is taking place, and all mostly under Project Bluebeam, two different areas in Congress, and the third White Hat real exposure camp is Anna Luna, who Trump voted for, is leading a third party exposing the military hiding advanced technology and secrets. She is silently digging her way in the Dems in time. This will happen. The White Hats are waiting for the deep state to play their attempted takeover with a fake alien invasion and this alien disclosure agenda, another stage in the Project Bluebeam where the deep state will try to take control of the narrative of the alien UFO agenda and hide advanced technologies and life-saving medical technologies and earth energy-free technologies. The deep state cabal are currently trying to bring a fake disclosure as they will go after trillions of dollars in money to try to create laws to connect the censorship in disclosure and pull the alien agenda together with worldwide banking collapse to cover up all their deeds, misdeeds, and use the advanced funding to create Americans' digital banking currency system. Well, folks, the safety measures are in place, and the real white hats are waiting patiently with real disclosure to come forward beginning in 2024, exposure of CIA meddling in Ukraine and Nord Stream, Wall Street, human trafficking, and all, you know, from what Epstein's doing. And there's a military coup of Trump in the 2020 elections, as well as the CIA assassination of RFK, as well as JFK, and that will begin to unfold. We will ensure the collapse of the deep state Pentagon fraction and CIA three-letter agencies working on the behalf of the cabal. Timing's everything, though, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was sent for a reason. Trump has his cards for a reason. Trump gave you the celebration date of humanity to begin in 2025, January, of course, 2025. I've given you valuable drops on Musk long before he acquired Twitter that he would buy and shake the world with information. This happened as hundreds of millions of people shared the pandemic exposure, vaccine exposure, the Soros election agenda, human trafficking agenda through Twitter, and Musk himself wants the S. Epstein list, and Musk is only beginning the saga of bringing the world technology to life in 2027. He had given you drops before, and now I'm giving you drops on Musk, and in the year 2027, and why that's so important. Now you should begin to understand why he changed Twitter to X. Yeah, Elon Musk has changed Twitter to X. X is a sign of the cross where Christ was crucified, and, or for Christ himself, but this symbol or marker can also be understood as a crossing over in another dimension, a translucence, transformation, and transmigration. X represents 10, in other words, bigger than 10 years after the first Q post in that will be in 2027. If you look deeper into X, there is a goodness and badness affiliated with it all at the same time. It all depends on your perspective. One thing is for sure, the storm, the military intervention of 2024 elections and no elections, the exposure of Project Bluebeam and the military ops are all ongoing. We're going to be arresting those doctors. We're going to be going around. White Hat Special Forces military will be dressed in civilian clothes and act sick and dumb, but they will refuse the vax if they're... Find a doctor that gives him the vax, that doctor will be arrested before he goes home that day. Guaranteed. And you never know where they're going to pop up. They're fanning out across. General Smith was so delighted with the results of this first endeavor that he's sending out hundreds, if not thousands, of special forces in civilian clothes to go around because they want to push this new vaccine. And they're doing that come winter. You know, they're claiming there'll be three different bugs, three different viruses. Ooh, oogie boogie. Oh, scary, scary. Three different bugs coming after you. It's coming. Bill Gates has already said it. He said it right on the internet. And they're saying, you got to get that vaccine now because there's three different bugs coming. You know, they'll be here. Well, we're already ready for them because General Smith, he's tasked thousands now special forces in civilian clothes go out, and even some of their family members, they're joining in, because how many people are sick of this jab and killing off our population with blood clots? So we got a lot of cooperation from people to volunteer. You know, just to go in and make a doctor's appointment, you know, or just drop in. And then they just go there and of course, see, they want to take credit cards so they'll have you on file and they can send that money off to their handlers, see. Cash, they can't easily do that. But with a credit card, they can shift that money right on over to their handlers. But those vaccine-pushing doctors, they won't make it home that day. They tell one of our special forces or people, they're, 'cause they'll be arrested. And to get the Ukraine over with, Russia is on the offensive and has over 750,000 troops now in Ukraine and around Ukraine, push and reach Kyiv, and getting closer as Russia goes after the second largest city in Ukraine, Kharkov. At the same time, in Belarus, more Russian soldiers are disgusted with the Wagner troops as they enter Belarus, and several military camps through Belarus now house tens of thousands of Wagner soldiers and Russian soldiers as they prepare to attack NATO land and the corridor between Lithuania and Poland, where NATO transport heavy military supplies and weapons between the nations of Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. Now Putin wants to cut off the supply line and connect Kaliningrad with Belarus and turn Kaliningrad into a major Russian command base with military and naval fleets. Behind the scenes, China's Xi told Putin that if he was able to capture the NATO territory and turn Kaliningrad into a major Russian base, China would bring in more military, you know, more support and military warships. The gist of being peacekeepers between China and EU are talking, but NATO would know the truth. China is aligned with Russia. Germany is aligned with China. In the future, sub-BRICS breaking in 2027, Turkey is aligned with Russia. Behind the scenes, Hungary is aligned with Russia. These EU nations, including Italy, Austria, France, would vote against NATO if they were to invoke full war on Russia. So as Russia gets closer to destroying the CIA Nazi regime in control of Kyiv and start advancing, at the same time, White Hats in the U.S. are taking down the Biden regime that will lead to exposure of Biden laptop, the laptop from hell, which is also connected to CIA, Department of Justice, Department of Defense, and the deep state intelligence operations that gave Hunter Biden classified clearance into the Department of Defense and the selling of classified information, which is treason, as Hunter Biden's sweetheart deal was denied. The true story is coming out. And the Department of Justice wanted Hunter to plead guilty in return for all future investigation into Hunter Biden to be indicted or unindicted for future crimes. They tried, as the Department of Justice CIA, you know that Hunter is highly connected to Epstein ring, as is Obama and the Clintons. Now the White Hats are going to go after the Biden human sex trafficking indictments that will lead to Congress exposing Hunter Biden laptop from hell, which all connects to CIA operations and contacts and world CIA deep state divisions. Many countries, including Ukraine and China, will also be exposed, and this is a good thing. And I'm just telling you, folks, at the same time, McCarthy also begins impeachment against Joe Biden. It's ongoing right now. Safety measures are in place to bring forward more and more and more whistleblowers that will connect the FBI, CIA, and Department of Justice corruption that will lead to exposure of Epstein, CIA pedophilia ring connected. It's all connected to deep state military intelligence cover-up. It's connected to the Clintons, connected to the military coup against, you know, Trump. A massive storm is brewing, my friends, I'm telling you. And Obama is waiting to pull the internet kill switch so he can destroy the internet. Klaus Schwab is prepping the cyber attack, and the deep state is fear-mongering of, you know, pushing this climate change to use weapons of HARP and electric magnetic pulse, the EMP, to blame the sun for the 2024 U.S. blackout if they don't do it sooner. But behind the scenes, military leaders and commanders so knew it was all coming since 2020 and had warned of a civil war in the U.S., in 2024. Now you see the picture of 30 days of darkness looming, but you are prepared and ready because you're listening to Dr. Johnny, and the White Hats and Cheyenne Mountain are also ready with the World Alliance Operation for Blackout Storms and Operations and Countermeasures and Military Intervention. The laws of war is underway. It had to be this way. Military is the only way. This is the plan to save the world, but the mop-out operation continues. Chaos inside the NATO, I guarantee you, countries like Germany that have spent millions to train Ukrainian regime and soldiers and commanders for fighting and using Western weaponry system and fighting tactics. The leaked document shows that the German military forces, growing tired of Ukrainian war and criticizing the Ukrainian government and the military, these documents were splashed through the Ukrainian leaders and shown to them, emails and sites, and many fear they are losing EU support. Oh, boo-hoo. And inside NATO, the leaked documents unveiled a greater threat. More documents are missing and can go viral at any time. As I reported on my show, April 2022, U.S. Marines under General Berger's command apprehended former Obama strategist David Axelrod near his Chicago condominium. At the time, we had no details on the charges against him, what punishment he might face. My source at Guantanamo Bay recently pulled Axelrod's file and shared information on what led to his arrest and his final fate. I love this story. Listen up. The military opened investigation on Axelrod in February 2022 after receiving tips suggesting his role as Obama's political strategist was actually a cover-up, and a convenient cover at that, for the deprived duty he performed for Obama, which was selecting underage boys for Obama to sexually molest. That was Axelrod's true job, even though he posed as Obama's political strategist. According to my Guantanamo Bay source, the military's evidence, including video of Axelrod offering underage boys the opportunity to personally meet and dine with Barack Hussein Obama at the White House, Obama's prey, he said, were among the forgotten teenage runaways, street addicts, children pulled from orphanages and foster homes. Obama fancies boys ages 13 to 16 and white. Axelrod made sure he got them. No boy, though, ever saw the inside of the White House. Obama felt untouchable, so untouchable, that he had the audacity to brazenly have a group of boys form a line that stretched from the doorstep of his D.C. townhouse to the sidewalk with Secret Service and D.C. Metropolitan Police officers ensuring that the children standing in line outside his doorstep would remain orderly and quiet. Axelrod then pointed out which boys he felt might best satisfy Obama's sick, dark urges. Ever play dodgeball in gym class when you were in school? Picking of teams? You know, the dorkiest kids never get picked for either team. Obama typically picked them, Caucasian males. He'd bring 5, 6, or 7-year-olds in his house, maybe 4 or 5 at a time, and the cops and the feds knew all about it and covered for him, just like the media covered for him. Sometimes Michelle Obama, also known as Michael Robinson, stood in the shadows of the doorway and whispered in Obama's ear as he made the selection. The boys that made the cut went behind closed doors with the Obamas, since they're both men, and the others left with Axelrod. In either case, they never were seen or heard from again once they went behind that closed door with the two Obamas, Michael and Barack. We know this picking process took place 3 times, Jag told me, and had enough evidence to charge and indict and try Axelrod. From that moment of his arrest, though, Axelrod was quiet as a church mouse during the interrogations at the holding facility in Florida. He answered all questions with a sinister, condescending smirk. He uttered his words on board his ride to Guantanamo Bay on the Cessna 441 Conquest, whose occupants included, shackled to the seat, Axelrod, the pilot, and 4 U.S. Army military police officers. As the turboprop soared to 4,500 feet toward Cuba, Axelrod asked one of the military police whether he had a teenage boy who fancied other men, older men, and the ways those men might use him. The military policeman said he had no children and told Axelrod to shut his mouth or he'll shut it for him. A second military police piped up and said, however, he had a teenage son, telling Axelrod his offspring was beyond the reach of perverted pedophiles and sadistic, satanic savages. We could have your son, Axelrod said, if we wanted. He said, he'd like your son? I'm sure Obama would love your son, I'm sure. You think we can't find out who you are and who he is and where he is? I promise you we can, Axelrod said, sneering at the military police. Well, folks, let me tell you, if you're a deep stater, don't go, wising off and being smart alecky and a smarty pants from military police. It's just not a good idea. So after Axelrod said that to him, the 4 military police opened the cabin door, unchained Axelrod, and free-falling him to the water. Unless Axelrod sprouted wings, he's gone. Even at that altitude, we're talking, 4,000 feet. even at that altitude, the velocity would be, you know, hitting the water would be like hitting concrete. On the outside chance he survived the fall, it was 150 miles or more to swim to the Bahamas, Miami, or Havana. Hopefully the sharks got a satisfying meal, my source revealed, the military police said, and he would not discuss the consequences of any of the military police facing, who hurled Axelrod from the plane. But I got an update. They were reprimanded, and all I heard was that General Berger had talked to him themselves, and all he said was, "I hope you do better next time. We want to try our prisoners," and walked off. So I think that's all the discipline they got, because people like Axelrod are truly evil. And I just want you to know, folks, that if any deep staters are listening to this show, you might best want to turn yourself in, because they're coming after you too. They're all going down. Now, you know, folks, I'm telling you, I was going to bring out a few things, but I'm losing my voice. It's really hard. There's about 15 minutes left. I'm going to try to say a few things about the hair tissue mineral analysis that are valuable if my voice will hold up. Now, there's a lot of you that are due for testing. It's been over a year. Some people have been 2 years. I know you like the HTMA. You appreciated the diet. You felt better. And I hope that you, I'm not going to just email anybody anymore. All I do when I send out emails, I just send you a copy of my show. In case you miss the show, I'll send you a link to my podcast, and then you can hear the show I miss. So once a week, you'll get an email from me. That's it. I don't spam anybody, and it's just to listen to my show. Now, many of my master survivors appreciated that, and they appreciated that, you know, I did miss your show. Thank you for the link, and blah, 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 and they write me, or if I miss a show, because I'm on a plane or something, they appreciate me, and when are you going to have your show? And they email me. So I'm going to try to keep the show going. I'm going to be doing some speeches in September. It's been over 10 years since I've done any major public speaking. I used to do it all the time for years, and I did workshops, seminars, and things to medical doctors, and did all that. But a couple of people brought me out of the basement. Mary Beaver was one of them. A couple other people saying, "No, you got to tell your story. You got to tell what happened. You got to tell your history. You got to tell your abduction story." So I'm going to be at a venue in Las Vegas come this September. If you want to know where that is, just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the consultation tab and just ask where you're going to be speaking in Las Vegas, and I'll let you know, and I'll give you the information for that. But folks, just know, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever, and the HTMA is your way to get started. And following the HTMA roadmap will improve your mental clarity and focus and keep you out of the deep state mind control. It's important to get that roadmap that is essential, because we got sick from eating the wrong foods. And if you follow the HTMA roadmap diet and supplement schedule, you'll get the right foods. And, you know, by doing that, you not only get your clarity mentally, but you also get coordination, awareness, and judgment, and quick responses. And you get back more of your athletic performance. So the diet and supplement schedule is invaluable to start that and get back on top of your game. And it also by staying on the HCMA. If I can, I'll keep going for a little while. I don't know. My voice is going, folks. I'm sorry. But I'll go over a few more things about the HCMA. You know, with chronic fatigue and burnout, and physiology are common conditions among athletes. But if you're following the diet and supplement schedule, the HCMA, you won't have to worry about that burnout. You'll recover much quicker after your race or your tennis match or you know, any other athletic activity, because your cells will be balanced from the minerals by eating the right foods, and your stress levels are lowered. It's very important. And but, you know, following this roadmap can also provide a strong immunity response and provide more resistance to infection, so you won't get sick. If you're getting sick, your cells are out of balance. It's just that simple, folks. It's just that simple. So nutritional balances cause weak joints, cause lower immunity response, tendons, ligaments, and excessive inflammation, and torn muscles don't repair as quickly. Properly balancing the biochemistry help avoid injuries by maintaining stronger and more flexible ligaments, tendons, and muscles. Staying on the HCMA schedule will keep you balanced and keep you from getting fractures and sprains and strains. Now, folks, I work out at the gym every day. I was running, but I hurt my knee, and it's repairing. And I'm going to repair that more. I'm going to go down and get stem cells to help that repair even faster. And I'm going on another stem cell trip here in the next few months. It'll probably be after September because we got August coming. I might go on a quick trip in August, but it just all depends on which patients want to go first. And so I'm just telling you, and on those occasions, and doing the speeches in Las Vegas, I won't be able to do this show, unfortunately. And I'm sorry about that, but flying in a plane, the thing with Revolution Radio is I can't do a pre-recorded show. I got to do it live. So every show you hear me, I'm doing live. It's straight Johnny stuff. So like today, you know, I would love to do pre-recording like I did on Voice America when I did the show The Delirious Cure. I could pre-record all my shows. I could have music and everything. I'd have a tape already. They'd say, all right, we need 55 minutes, you know, of your tape, and we'll run it. So I pre-recorded all my shows. They were just right. They're perfect. They're audio and picture perfect. And but, you know, doing live shows, I can't do that with Revolution Radio, and that's okay. I appreciate Revolution Radio. They're doing a great thing, and the other hosts are really good, too. I want you to hear them if you ever get a chance. Just go to their website, freedomslips.org, and you can make a donation to them. But really go there and click on Schedule. And you'll see all the different shows, because they have a lot of wonderful hosts. They're good people, and they are patriots. And I just, you know, encourage you all to do that, to get the truth. I encourage all of you to get the HCMA. It's just $226 to do the HCMA, your best roadmap to health and wellness. And I'll go over that report with you and point out all the numbers. And, you know, following this HCMA roadmap gets your weight under control. I've had both people that are underweight, they gained their weight back, and because they got that muscle mass back, that soreness went away, and their muscle built back, and they got that weight back. I've had people that are overweight that got back. I have a lot of women that said that they're back into wearing their old dresses, you know, their old dress size. It's so wonderful. Dr. Johnny, I got my figure back. And so it's good for weight management as well. So, yeah, that's how you get started. $226, go to themastersurvivor.com. You can send me a check and some hair, as long as I have the age and your other particulars, your name and your your sex and color of hair and occupation, I can fill out the form for you if you don't want to fill out the form. And you'll save $10 by sending me a personal check for $226. So yeah, I'm begging. Dr. Johnny's begging because with this show coming up, I got travel expenses and everything. I just don't know how I'm going to afford it. But they said don't turn us down. Don't not show up, Johnny. We got to have you. You're already on the advertising. Everybody's expecting you. I said no. I'm going to show up. How I'm going to pull it off, I don't know. But I guess I'll pray to God and get through this one as well, just like I've done all in the past. God is my co-pilot. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here today. He gave me the strength to refuse that liver transplant. I'm so glad I did. And gave me the strength to refuse a lot of things that so many of deep state plants have tried to pull me into. I've been to court. I've been to prison. I've lost my son. I've lost my wife. You name it. Almost everything has happened to me over the years. The deep state doesn't want somebody that shows that there is a cure for hepatitis C, that you can get over cirrhosis and get rid of it all in your liver and have a normal liver again. They don't want anybody like that. They don't want anybody talking about getting well. They don't want anybody doing things that will get you well and you stay well. My patients stay with me. That's why I don't do any advertising, because if I did and started, you know, getting all the clicks and getting all the likes and trying to get people to, you know, and make money from, you know, all my subscribers, you know. See, I don't monetize any of my stuff. I go by word of mouth. I don't do any advertising. See, when you monetize your things and get all those likes and listeners and everything, it looks good. Oh, he's got over 2 million listeners, and he's got over, you know, a couple million listeners to his show, and just up in a week he's got, you know, 5,000 views on his. See, and they get money. They get paid for those clicks. When people go in there and click on the likes and they see, they get paid money for that. I don't play that game. It's straight me. It's just Johnny. I don't play the monetizing game to try to get. I don't care if you like my show or not. It doesn't matter. I'm not trying to please anybody. All I'm trying to do is help my patients stay well. So over the years, I've only gone with the word of mouth, with referrals. Somebody referring their husband, somebody referring their son, somebody referring their granddad. And then they, too, are referring to me. I've been able to exist, but it's been tough. It's tough out there. So, yeah, I'm begging. If you hadn't gotten an HTMA in a long time, please get a new report. It's been a couple of years. You need to see what your chemistry is. Didn't it help the first time? Most of my patients said it definitely did. And they said they felt better than they did in years. And they got rid of some of the problems I helped them get rid of. So many people like that haven't gotten an HTMA in years. If you can get one, please do. It's only going to benefit you. And it's going to help out Dr. Johnny. $226. My price has been the same for over 10 years. I've never raised my price. And I got most of that goes to pay for the laboratory, folks. It doesn't go to me, okay? I'm just telling you, more than half of that goes to pay for the laboratory and all the other expenses that I have. You know, when I send you out, you know, your report, that's over $12, $10 or $12. Well, let's see. Priority mail now is like $9.85. But still, you know, I've got more money in it. So it all adds up, and I'm a one-man band. I don't have any help from anybody. I do pay my webmaster. We're going to put a privacy thing on there that won't be So I won't be disrupted because my website's been taken down so many times, but from disruptions. So we're going to put in more protocols to keep it from being pulled down all the time. And I'm going to have a privacy banner and control in there. So I can't be convicted of violating anybody's privacy, because anybody in any state, you know, can if you don't have this privacy, the latest privacy stuff on your website, they can claim that you stole their information, and that they you know, even if they hadn't done anything, just somebody accusing you, even if it didn't happen, can cause you problems, and you know, in today's world. So it's been tough out there. I hope you get your HCMA and become a master survivor. I really do. And it's really important to keep on top of this game and stay healthy. I don't get sick, thank God. Knock on wood, I stay up with my master's survivor program. I'm doing it myself. I practice what I preach and keep my microbiome up to date and in balance, because that's where your brain activity comes from, is your gut. So when you balance all the cells in your body, that's cells that make up everything in your body. We are ourselves, just like a brick house. There is no house without the bricks. There is no body without the cells. So those cells make up the gut as well. All the intestines and the little villi and all the activities are all made from cells. So when they're balanced, they're performing their job. And when you get the 3 hours total gut restoration kit, we got the flora balance in your cells well, so you don't have candida rearing its ugly head in your life and causing problems. So hang in there. Become a master survivor today. We'll make this a better world very soon. I promise you, the Master Survivor Clinic will be here with the med beds within, by the time Trump is here, I'll have the med beds for my patients. Guaranteed. So stick with Dr. Johnny. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.